Reggie, will you come and share the gospel reading with us?
The gospel from John 3, 1 through 17. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with that person." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him."
Parts of this reading are some of the most familiar verses in the New Testament. Many of us have seen those signs at football games or other events, John 3:16. And Reggie shared with me recently that in her chaplaincy work, she had a woman sort of challenge her when she came in as a chaplain, saying, "Are you a born-again Christian?" And Reggie's like, "I grew up Catholic. Like, what do I say? I mean, I don't think, and I'm at a First Baptist. I don't know, you know." So we had an interesting conversation about, what do you do with that? How do we understand this? So this is a very, very, very familiar in some ways. And I find again and again that passages or verses that are very familiar are actually hard to hear, because we think we know what they're saying. Or we have, certainly when I think people talking about being born again, that may hook into whatever stuff you've got in you around some more evangelical folks. So let's try to just see what might be here for us today. Nicodemus only appears in the Gospel of John. I think he represents in John's Gospel those Pharisees, those teachers of the law who were intrigued by Jesus. They were interested, they were curious. And yet Nicodemus, as the teacher, the leader, the rabbi that he was, came with all this knowledge. He had been trained. He knew what the law said. He knew what the teachings were supposed to mean. I actually think we've all got a little of Nicodemus in us. We think we know how things work and how the world is. And Jesus immediately recognizes that in Nicodemus and challenges it. Here comes Nicodemus saying, "Okay, I respect you. You must be from God." You know, but he came at night, which on a sort of practical level means he didn't want anybody else to see him going to talk to Jesus. in John's way of presenting things, it probably also means John's conveying he was in the dark about the real truth. He's in the dark. And he comes saying, okay, we see that you must be a teacher because no one could do what you're doing unless you were of God. And Jesus says, well, no one can see and know the kingdom, the realm, the dimension of God unless they are born again, born from above, born anew. The word in Greek means all those things. Again, anew, from above. And Nicodemus goes totally literal, doesn't he? How can that be? How can anybody go back into their mother's and get born again? What are you talking about? And Jesus says, what? No, you have to have this transformational experience. You can't just be born of flesh. You also have to be born of the Spirit. Again, John's using this Greek philosophical language that can trip us up. But the point, I believe, is about not that the earthly material is not necessary or not important or not true and a part of who we are, but that it is not enough. That if we stay purely in the material realm, we miss the other dimension, the wind that's blowing, the mystery that's happening, the things we cannot control or predict that are always at work with the Spirit in the world. And Jesus is challenging Nicodemus, let go of your assumptions of what can and cannot be. Let go of your interpretations that you've so carefully learned about how the world works and what is true and what is not, and be opened up to see, to know, to dare to imagine what the Spirit of God might be doing in a new way. God so loved the world that God gave, again, the language is very masculine here. So let's try, I love that you did the 23rd Psalm today, Belinda. We needed that feminine. God so loved the world that God gave the only one, the messenger, the chosen one, so that all who believe in that one can have everlasting life, eternal life. That starts now. This is not just life after we die. It begins now. It's already in us, already happening. It's life in the Spirit. That's what Jesus means. It's life in the Spirit. Bill had an interesting conversation with an older woman in a I'm not sure if it was the St. Joe's or Seneca View, he has been doing some Bible studies with people with slight levels of dementia, which gets interesting. But she got really upset when he made the suggestion that heaven might already be here, that it's not up there. The spiritual heavenly realm is in and among us, right? It's already happening. We are already invited to live into it. Not that we don't know it more completely down the way after we die, but we experience those thin places all the time. This sanctuary is one of those thin places where so many of you know, and even I now, remember those who have gone before and feel their spirits present here with us. I love when Linda talked about during our 200th stuff that above this ceiling there is a ceiling. I mean, there is more space before the roof, right? When we went to Florida in January for Bill's uncle's funeral service, our son Luke went with us, and Luke had a really powerful experience of seeing the spirit of Uncle Ed, the presence of Uncle Ed at the interment, And then we went back to this chapel for the service, packed house. Luke said that at one point he was just overcome and he looked up and the ceiling wasn't there anymore. It was this pink heavenly glow and all these faces. That's here. We just don't see it most of the time, right? To be born of the Spirit is to open ourselves to those other realms, those other dimensions. And it is a rebirth that happens again and again. It's not a one-time thing, is it? Again and again, the Spirit of God touches us, moves in us, inspires us, opens us up to new understandings. We're called to live into that, to risk that. I was just struck by, again, that spirit of restlessness call us from placidness, right? Call us from the set assumptions, call us from being too comfortable where we are. We're called to open ourselves to the restless promptings of the Spirit and the ways it can change our lives. But we do not have to be afraid, ever, of the unpredictable, of the unknown that we stand on the brink of every single day. We can never know what's next. But we do not have to be afraid because God loves us. And God did not send Christ or any of the other messengers into the world to condemn us, but that we might know, be saved. And I know that saved is a word that some of us struggle with. How about made whole? How about healed? How about made more fully who God intends us to be? How about set free from all the things that hold us down and weigh us down and bind us up, constrict us? God's Spirit is always at work to set us free, to lead us on into, Debbie, those wide, more expansive places. Let us go with joy and without fear. Lean into the unknown, trusting that the God who has been with us so far is always with us, leading us on.